counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
We're back after a week off. It's always getting back into it is tough sometimes.
If I had streamers and noisemakers and stuff, they would have been going off right there, but I just wasn't prepared.
Isn't there noisemakers in this? Yeah, like a woo, we're back. And a clapper, and there's just all kinds of things.
Oh, okay, you shouldn't have told me that.
Yeah, okay. You can put that stuff back. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It sounds like Anna's here again.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is. And I'm Anthony. I'm Brian Cleveland,
in
also in studio.
Sound studio.
Yeah, it's good. It's got nice acoustics.
Where's the coconuts?
What?
You know, Monty Python?
I've never played the coconuts. Is that a thing?
No, they use coconut halves to make horses.
Oh,
it's a really famous comedy bit.
Yeah, you know? just tell them about the charts.
Earshot's the National Campus and Community Radio Report, and you should go and check it out, including last week's chart, because we weren't here to tell you all about it, but you can still find all that information at earshot-online.com or search for Earshot in whichever search engine you choose. You will find it for sure. And what will you find there? You'll find the National Top 50 this week for the week ending Tuesday, September 6th, 2016. We are bringing you selections from the 20 most played albums across campus and community radio in Canada this week. And on top of that, within the website, you can find both nationally and regionally specialty charts for electronic, hip hop, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, as well as the top 30 most played albums on usually around over 30 submitting stations every single week. There's monthly and yearly charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. As always, you can find that at earshot-online.com.
Yes, and you can find us online too, facebook.com/earshot20. That's our home on Facebook. At earshot20 is our handle on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com. That is our email. Reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure. We're happy to do that for you. We will play something from your latest release and give you an interview. We'll package it as a feature. In this program, we have the top 20. Steven's back with some music news and some interesting news to talk about. Coming up in this first hour, I'll give you a little spoiler. New music coming out from Drake and Kanye together.
I plug my ears because I don't like spoilers.
Anyway, it's I think that it has potential to be really good or maybe really bad. Depending on,
or somewhere in between, the you know how.
No, how there's never.
It could be a one, or a two,
no,
or a three, or a four, or a five out of five.
No, the three
or zero,
the two, the three, and the four don't exist in my mind. It's only a one or a five. Anyway, lots of music news to come your way in the next 2 hours of the program as well. Before we get into the charts, we're going to have to tell you a little bit about some of the movement, what's dropped off to make room for new stuff in the top 20. And that's probably a little bit more this week than we would talk about in previous weeks because we weren't here last week. So some things that we were hearing from, we're not going to hear from this week for sure.
Yeah, as is generally always the case, anytime we take a week off, we come back to a wild one. This week, we have a brand new number one at the top of our charts. You won't find out what that is for about 2 hours, but so much more to tell you about between then and now. We have three debuts within our top 20 as well, including one within our first set and another new record. And as a result of that, a few albums dropping off of the show, at least for this week. That includes Weird Lines, who are at number 26, Weaves just outside the charts at number 21, DJ Shadow at 45, and Dinosaur Jr. at number 36. And as always, within the second hour of the program, late into the show, we'll also tell you about albums that debut below the top 20 within our national top 50, and that includes 10 new albums dropping here as we enter the latter half of the year. It's now September, and this is our first show of the last quarter of 2016. So lots of new music coming your way for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's do it. Let's get into it. We have 20 albums to get through the next 2 hours. We're going to start at number 20 and make our way up.
All right, at number 20 this week, last week at number 7, the latest album from Pup called The Dream Is Over. You're going to hear a track from them called Familiar Patterns. And then debuting at number 19 in a gap between other projects, Toronto's Twist was first conceived in late 2013 as a collaborative project between songwriter Laura Hemmerston and Brian Borchett, who you might know from Holy F, who are also within our charts for the last few weeks. They have a debut record, which again is at number 19. It's called Spectral. It comes our way via Buzz Records. You'll hear a track called Sin Monster. And then No Aloha with another new record called Deluxe at 18. Last week at number 23, you'll hear a track called Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda.
Yeah, certainly. Like listening to this program, except coulda, woulda, and now you
will stick around right now because here's some great music.
Yeah, here's Pop, your number 20 this week, Familiar Patterns. Stick around. As Brian said, he took my line. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 19. Earshot 20. Number 18.
Earshot 20.
That was Shoulda Coulda Woulda by No Aloha. Their latest release is called Deluxe. It's into our show for the first time at number 18, up from number 23. A big number 19 debut from the new debut album by Twist called Spectral. You heard Sin Monster in the middle of that set. And Pup kicking off the show this week with Familiar Patterns. Their album sticking around at number 20, down from number 7. And it is entitled The Dream Is Over.
All right. We have a couple more tracks on the way, and then Steven has some music news for us. I gave you a little spoiler at the beginning, but I won't tell you what it is again. You either go back and listen or just wait, because it's only about, I'm going to say, 6 to 8 minutes, given the average song length time. I've noticed that a lot of the songs we've been playing recently have been like, I don't know, like not, I don't want to say normal song length, but like they're shorter than some of the other songs we've played in the past where they've been 6, 7, 8 minutes. But I'm just waiting because I know probably sometime in the fall an album's going to drop and it's going to be one of those ones where you're going to tell me that the shortest track on it is like 10 minutes long.
There's a lot of cool new releases coming our way via Constellation Records. So
tell me a name.
We'll see. None of them are charting right now. Someone just came in the mail this week. So
Godspeed You Black Emperor, normally long.
They're, oh yeah. They don't have a new album out.
Okay. Well, then,
yeah,
I might be safe. We'll see. All right, more music. Let's get to it.
All right, by Hot Panda, last week they were at number 21, but they're back into our show this week at number 17. Their latest is called Bad Pop, and you're going to hear a track called Golden Arch. And River Tibber at number 16, down from number 4 with the album Indigo, you'll hear Motives.
Oh, waiting to be told. But I'm really going low. Green eyed in the sun. And if you were here, you'd feel the glow between our souls. But I'm a stone, I'm a stone. And I felt something missing. Does it make a difference? No, no, no.
Was Motives by River Tibber, their latest release entitled Indigo. It's at number 16, down from number 4. And rising 4 spots to 17 is Hot Panda from the record Bad Pop. You heard Golden Arch.
Okay, we'll take a break from the charts now and head to the phone line. Stephen Karlick is there with some music news, freshly baked, as that is the theme we've been going with for the past few weeks. It is delicious, and it is great news that we're going to chat about in this hour of the program. Welcome back, Stephen. We were off last week, so it's good to catch up. There's been lots happen in the world of music, I'm sure.
Truly.
It is. We'll kick it off with news about Kanye West confirming some collab efforts with Drake.
Yeah, so there's been rumors surrounding a collaborative album between the two rap titans that were only fueled further last month with the appearance of a mysterious billboard that said, Calabasas is the new Abu Dhabi. It also had the Good Music logo on it, as well as the OVO owl. Now, Kanye West has confirmed the project's existence. Speaking with Vogue, West hinted at, quote, exciting things in the works between the two rappers. We're just working on music, working on a bunch of music together, just having fun going into the studio, he told the publication. We're working on an album, so there's some exciting things coming up soon. West also spoke about the latest installment of his fashion line and more. You can see the whole thing at exclaim.ca. No date yet for that collaboration, but, you know, kind of a big deal, so we've got our ears to the ground in terms of release date or any other details.
They're pretty big names in the industry, in their genre, so it should be possibly a good album. What do you think? And do you think it's going to be a good album?
You know, there are some collaborations where you're like, that doesn't seem like it would be good. This is one where I could actually see it going really well, especially if Kanye handles a lot of the production. I could see it sounding really good, but you know, I have no idea what to expect. It could be a little outside of their comfort zones. Drake tends to make things sound like Drake, so it could be more sort of Drake-centric than Kanye-centric, but we'll have to wait and see.
Well, let's see what happens. As we wait for that, we'll move on to our next story. If you think Daft Punk's outfits are cool, it just got a hell of a lot cooler.
Yes, indeed. The headline here is, someone made a better, faster, stronger Daft Punk helmet, and I can't help but agree with our writer. They were, of course, pretty cool to start off with, but a prop team has now made a better version of the iconic LED-adorned helmets worn by the members of Daft Punk. Over the past weekend, prop makers Love Props revealed that they've spent the last 2 years working on the helmet called the GM01 helmet, which they describe as a, quote, easy to play and fully customizable device for composing music for the eyes. Love Props blog takes a step-by-step look at the making of the helmets, a photo of which you can see at exclaim.ca and, of course, at their blog, which our article links to. From 3D modeling the headwear to the molding and sculpting of the in-real-life helmet to hooking up the visor with intricate software programs that trigger various lights via motion and beat detection. The open-source software called Sigma FW took up 4 months of the 2-year build and lets users customize the LED displays for their helmets. You can see more of that online, but it does look very, very cool. I'm not sure. I think it is. I think it will be commercially available, but it's pretty crazy. Incidentally, I did look into what it would cost me to be a member of Daft Punk for Halloween, and it is exorbitant. So if you were thinking of doing that, you might want to get going on a paper mache helmet.
Yeah, start saving your pennies or a GoFundMe account maybe. I don't know. Yeah. It does look really cool, though. Head on over to the website, exclaim.ca. You can check out the helmet, and we'll see if we can make your dreams come true of being a member of Daft Punk for Halloween.
Yes, indeed.
All right, one more to round it out, and this is news of a new album Monomyth has on the way.
Yes, it has been a few years since East Coast indie crew Monomyth released their Saturnalia Regalia album. Now they're set to follow that up with sophomore set Happy Pop Family. The new album will arrive November 4th, courtesy of Mint Records. The press release explains that songwriters and guitarists Josh Salter and Seamus Dalton, who also both play in Nap Eyes, picked up a new rhythm section for the 11-song LP. Drumming on the record is multi-instrumentalist Scott Grundy, who has played for Heaven for Real and Quaker Parent and also toured with Nap Eyes as a fill-in guitarist, while Andrew Mazerol played the bass on record. The foursome tracked Happy Pop Family with producer Mike Wright back in February of 2015 over at Montreal's Drones Club. Described as a collection of, quote, mid-fi anthemic bedroom pop, the new album has Monomyth inspecting everything from isolation to soured relationships and the, quote, mundanity of being in a rock and roll band. You can hear a stream of a single from the album called Puppet Creek at exclaim.ca, where you can also see the track list for the album and see the album artwork. So head on over to exclaim.ca and check that out.
Awesome stuff. Okay, we are going to get back to the charts, and Stephen, we will catch up with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, more of the tunes. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're here from Blue Moon Marquee again this week, who are back into our show. Number 27 last week, number 15 this week. Their latest is called Gypsy Blues, and you'll hear Ain't No Stranger following that. Jay Arner still in the show at number 14, down 3 spots is his latest release, and the aptly titled sophomore album J2 from Mint Records. You'll hear a track called What's Reality.
way, babe. You're right by my side. You brought me love in the winter, at the end of my life. I was moaning as I was alone, torn up and ready to roll.
Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was What's Reality by Jay Arner from the album J2 at number 14, down from number 11. And kicking off that set of two was Blue Moon Marquee and a track called Ain't No Stranger from Gypsy Blues, which this week is charting at number 15, up from number 27.
Well, there you go. Only a few more tracks before this hour is complete, and we're through the first 10 of the top 20, and lots of, as Brian said, lots of new music. And Brian, oh my God, my brain is not working. Steven and I have been talking about this over the last couple of weeks. Lots of music, lots of new releases coming out, lots of releases that you're hearing about in the music news that we'll probably see on this show over the next few months. But there are also some festivals still left coming up, like the Halifax Pop Explosion, and some cool names Steven's going to tell you about in the next hour of the program added to that program. You haven't really gotten to go to any music festivals because you've been tending to your child. So,
but Anna and I have been having a lot of personal music festivals just in the house. Kitchen.
Yeah,
she loves music. She loses it.
Is there an artist that she's really into?
Just anything. Whatever I choose, I get full control.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. So are you going to be able to take in any shows at all?
Highly unlikely. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to see how you were doing.
I have gone out of house to some local shows for sure. Yeah. I've still got some live music fix, but going away for a few days is untold territory at this.
Unless you take her with you. She's been on the radio.
Maybe
so,
in a couple of years.
Well, I don't know. Start them young. You just got to take her out. Try the Harvest Jazz and Blues Festival. That seems like the right spot to get her used to it. And then you go from there. You work your way up.
Her cutoff's like 7 o'clock, though, so it doesn't really fit her schedule very well.
Okay, fair enough. All right. Well, let's get back to the music. I think I've bored everybody enough with my... I just wanted to see how you were doing. I haven't seen you in a while.
I'm doing pretty good. You're going to hear from Brave Radar. They have a new one out called Lion Head on Fixture Records. It's at number 13. It returns to the show this week, up from number 38. Here's a track called Join the Team. Into the ether. You take it slow.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12. Number 11.
Watch the thinning frost collected on the lamp you tossed slowly vanish from its surface, just as its purpose disappeared for you in the bright light. Could you finally feel the room melting also and slowly too, maybe settling beside you, the clearly unoccupied visitor on vacation. Myself. And like you talk to me, I'm high by the sound. When you stand through me, I'm beside myself. 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 When you stand through me, I'm beside myself.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a double shot of Heaven for Real from Halifax. The group released their debut album by Min Records just a couple weeks ago.
It's sure called about that?
Kill Your Memory. I'm very certain about it. It's at number 11, down from number 3. You heard Oasis Melting and Hard Done By. Blood Orange in the middle there at number 12, down or up two spots, depending on how you think
how you look at the charts,
numbers work. And the new release is called Freetown Sound. You heard a track called Juicy 1-4. And kicking that off was Brave Radar with Join the Team from the release Lionhead at number 13. Back into our show after falling off into number 38.
Well, there you go. That's first 10 of the top 20 complete. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. And we do this every week. Countdown the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That's where you find the national top 50, as well as specialty charts, reviews, and loads more. You can catch the program every week as it airs first out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Fridays. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to several great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank you very much for airing the program. You might also be listening if you download the program from radioforall.net, or if you podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thank you for tuning in, and stick around, or make sure you load the next hour of the program. Lots more music on the way and some music news, as well as the lowdown. All of that after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.